الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. I'm going to be explaining some parts from a book which I had written many years ago. It's not the easiest thing to understand, the issue of magic. How much we understand of magic and how much more there is of magic in the world. How empires are formed. How magic plays a part in these empires, a very big part. In recent times, everyone knows something called Epstein Files. So now everyone's like, that I know. So you see, one man, so much power, how did he get it? So I'm going to explain to you the amount of power magic has created in the hands of a few individuals in the world. Why Allah Tabaraka Taala made it, that they could get that power. And how Allah Tabaraka Taala has made it that no matter how powerful they have become, and their only target is Islam, but after so many years and years of effort, all their magic gives up and Islam still remains. So the name of the book was Spiritual Light versus Material Might. Because Allah Tabaraka Taala had left this material might in the hands of shayateen and their agents. And Allah Tabaraka Taala left spiritual power in the hands of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, the greatest spiritual power by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that spiritual power has now come to us in the form of Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لا تجعلوا بيوتكم مقابر. That make sure you do not ever make your houses like graveyards. He said, وَإِنَّ الْبَيْتَ الَّذِي تُقْرَأُ فِيهِ الْبَقَرَةِ. A house in which only one surah of Quran is recited, Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah is the first surah. Imagine the whole Quran. He said, a house in which Surah Baqarah is recited, La yadkhuluhu ash-shaytan. The devil will not be able to penetrate. Here, penetrate means the same when it says, the Dajjal will not enter. It means to penetrate with force, to be able to take control, to be able to snatch iman. He said, with Quran in your house, one surah of Quran, Surah Baqarah, you will win the match against the devil. When this Quran will enter into our lives, Surah Baqarah will enter. The meaning of it, Quran will enter. So the beginning of the book starts with magic, the weapon of the shayateen. For the shayateen who are ugly and evil in nature, the shayateen who are ugly and evil in nature, and this is something to understand very good, very well in the time that we are now living, because we are now moving into the era of AI. We understand AI as robots, but the era of AI is not only robots, it is the link now between man and jinn. Today more and more people will have relations, will have dreams, will have interactions with jinnat more than any time before. What once upon a time a boy on drugs would experience, now a person who has never taken drugs might also experience. He might see it in his dreams, he might see it when he wakes up. There might be something in front of him and it goes. Small people who are playing games, you say they glued, they became addicted, it's called addiction to screen time. They're just listening, looking at the screen, but then they see on the screen something that me and you looking at the screen don't see. You won't even believe it can happen. They'll ask the child, why, what made you do what you did? He said, it came on the game.
You will go through the whole game, you won't find it. But that child saw something on the game which we never saw. When a person will walk in a school and just kill people, they will not understand what made you kill so many people. Then the child will say, my friend asked me to do it. I said, which friend are you speaking about? Say, the one that meets me at night. So who meets you at night? He says, when I play this game, they say nothing like that. Nothing like that they say, but behind the scenes they know it is like that. The jinnat have now made an inroad. What made it in the last few years, we don't know, but there is something called Vision 2030. Vision 2030 has many meanings. One meaning is this also. To be able to open up that gap between man and jinn. But in the past, for the shayateen, ugly, evil, to be able to attract, to dupe, to force man into the slavery, it was necessary that they possess some bait, for which man craves, for which man would be prepared to sacrifice all basic human morals, and even stoop to levels worse than that of animals. Today, maybe when those files are opening up, you will get shocked a man could have done such acts. And so many of them did it. And that's only the surface. To make the shayateen happy, you go into murder. You go into the most brutal acts of murder. A devil is a devil. Filth is filth. They get happy the more dirtier you are. You bathe in blood. You put it over your face. You take the blood of people, the blood of animals. You live in urine and stool. What we see on the outside, they look very handsome, very beautiful. But you'll see when they dance, when they sing, then they will show certain signs to show, I have sold my soul to you. That soul hasn't been sold to Almighty Allah. They sold their soul to the devil. And because of that, they were made prominent in the world. When they sing, it is not just a tune, it is a magical tune. It makes people go mad, people go wild. It leaves some poison into the air. That is how they became famous. But they devilish signs. Whoever goes in that environment will pick up that this one here, more of them are women than men. Men musicians you get. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the agents of Dajjal are the people of riba. People of riba today you will translate it as the bankers. The people of interest. And then he said, and the prostitutes. Prostitutes. We're not speaking of a prostitute who sits on the side in Mauritius at the beach waiting for one man to say, you'll give me some money. We are speaking of an international prostitute who lives in Hollywood, who will take money to show her entire body to the whole world. International prostitute. She will dance and move to entice everyone around her, because she's getting something. The low prostitute, she's getting money from the world. The high prostitute, she's getting power from the devils. He said the prostitutes and the people of interest will be the main agents of the Dajjal. Today we live in a world surrounded by these two. The international bankers operating from hidden places in Europe, and the prostitutes who show their bodies through Hollywood. And after that, all the babies of Hollywood that then came out. But Hollywood was the center. It made people go mad for money and for lust. It opened up the worst doors of filth and dirt. May Allah make it that in this, what I'm going to try to understand is a little hard. Understand what is called magic. Why Allah gave it to them. It was our exam. The full details behind how Allah placed this magic, this power into the hands, will always remain a mystery, full. However, in the light of indications of Quran and the Sunnah, we can find some indication, some lead. That lead is what we're going to speak about now. Allah Tabarakala in Quran speaks about something called the knowledge of Harut and Marut. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina Munawwara, the Jews knew of his coming. That is why they settled in Medina before he came. When Masjid al-Aqsa was destroyed, at that time they already saw in their scriptures that we need to be in Medina Munawwara. We need to be in Medina Munawwara. You will wonder, how can a scripture be so apt that can make you travel from where you are, Sham, through the lands of Hijaz, to reach a barren area, to see trees, and to say, this is where the final Nabi of Allah is coming. After Sulaiman alayhi salam, there were going to be many other Anbiya. But they were not looking for another Nabi, they were looking for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, we are going to the land of the one who will bring back for us the golden era of Solomon. How they knew it's Medina Munawwara? How they knew? It means they had such descriptions by them. Allah Tabarakallah says, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like their own children. So much. I'll give you another example. When the Renaissance started, from the lands of Spain, groups went out. They went out in searching for a land. Which land they went searching for? Who knows? America. In school they lied. The teacher never lied. The teacher just read what's in the book. But the ones who wrote, they lied. That they reached America by chance. You reach America by chance, you won't settle there. You say, we're in the wrong place. You go to the wrong house, you knock at the door, someone says, what you want here? You say, sorry, wrong house, you go. They went looking for America. They even asked the Arab trader to take them there, which means the Arabs knew it already. They were going there up and down, they asked to go. When you read the letters they wrote when they reached there, they said, the land that we were looking for, we found. Then they started from South America going upwards, North America. They wrote letters to their families. In this book, Spiritual Light versus Material Might. It's a very long book. I won't have time to explain it to you. We have a website called spirituallight.co.za. There's a section called Books. You can download the book. In it you will find a letter where one man writes to his wife, that I know it's very hard that I separated from you. But because that promise is coming closer and closer, that is why I'm asking you to be patient. Very soon you are coming also to this land. And in this land we will gather that power that has been promised to us. And you wonder, what you're talking about? They had maps. They had descriptions. They understood which is the lands of magic. Which is the lands with which we will be able to do what we had to do. They created a city called New York City. They never reached a city called New York. They came there and they said, this is New York. They went to another place, they said, this is Hollywood, which was actually from Hollywood. Hollywood means with the magical wand. In this spot we will make magic over the world. You will think, you rubbish. How can someone know all of this? Someone will ask, how do you think one country can control the whole world? One country that has a president who is so, we don't want to say that word, and he controls the whole world. That, you say, doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. It is with power, magical power. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu sometimes would ask these Jews, that you people would describe him to us so well, that the first time we saw him, we knew it was him because of your description. But now that he has come into Medina Munawwara, you're not interested. Allah Tabarakala speaks about this. وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. When the Nabi of Allah came to them, مُصَدِّقُ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ. With a book that was speaking exactly what the Torah was speaking about. نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. Then a group of the people of the book, these Yahud, they knew it all. They said, we have nothing to do with the Torah. We have nothing to do with the Torah. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. Sometimes they would even say it. They would say, that we will never accept the writings or the words of this man Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning Quran. Because if we have to accept it, we will have to lose the power we enjoy of the magic of Harut and Marut. Sometimes they would say it. So Quran says they were ready to follow this knowledge, which was knowledge revealed in Babylon. The details of this knowledge, I'm not going to go into it. But Allah Ta'ala in Quran, in Surah Baqarah, mention is made of this knowledge. Two angels were sent, Harut and Marut. Babylon, the lands of Iraq. It was this magic, with this magic, that the first empire, the empire of Nimrud, was established. Allah Ta'ala sent two angels with this knowledge. If it was kept in its pure form, it could do good things. Pure form, it can do good. With pure, it could make a man and his wife love each other more. And you mess around with it, it could make a man and his wife separate. Quran says, but when people learnt it, no one ever learnt it to do good. مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. When people would learn it, they would learn how to separate families instead of how to join families. Harut and Marut told the people that, see, what we have brought is an exam. فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. Don't ever take this power and fall into kufa. Don't do that. Allah Ta'ala says, but majority who would learn this, it would be natural that they would fall into evil. So what happened after that knowledge came, we will not discuss. However, great empires came after that. All of those empires began utilizing this knowledge, but instead of using it for good, they found that if they mix with shayateen, this knowledge becomes stronger than the normal persons. And whenever you get the edge, then power makes you greedy. And because the shayateen could give you more of it, but you had to do for the shaitan to get more also. So you had people like Nimrud coming from nowhere. And he creates the first what is called empire of evil, Nimrud. It was a very long empire. Some have said it lasted for about 500 years. This empire. Some have said. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood up to this empire. No one was ready to go against Nimrud. Nimrud was a god. Nimrud was a god. So there was the era of Nimrud, and Ibrahim alayhi salam stood up. What they used, you can call it black magic, you can call it sihr, you can call it the edge, you can call it tapping into the behind system. We'll never know what word you want to use. For example, if I got one small paper, and you tell me your daughter-in-law is going to be giving birth soon, and he worried it mustn't be a difficult birth. And I says, before it happens, you come to me, I got one paper. You just put it on the belly and the birth will be easy. There's nothing wrong with that. But naturally, when it happens, everyone in the town will start speaking about this Morana is powerful stuff. The Morana who gives a top bayan, he's not powerful. But that one who got a paper who can let the baby come out is powerful. So suddenly all the aunties are by my house. That morning in the masjid, no one's interested in me. I can charge 1,000 rands. He can charge 5 rands. Because everyone wants something powerful. They say, that guy is powerful. That sheikh. That sheikh, even if he tells the aunties, I need to see your stomach. See, no problem. Because the baby comes out nice. Even if he says, I need to touch the stomach, no problem. Why? Because he is powerful. This is how, with a little edge, you can win the minds of people. They use this. The final of the Dajjal will be the prime of this knowledge of Harut and Marut. The final of the Dajjal will be the prime of this knowledge of Harut and Marut. Where he will shock the world in powers which nobody else has. But maybe on that day you'll remember this point. Allah allowed people to get these powers. Allah allowed. And the angel said, فَلَا تَكْفُرْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَىٰ. And indeed the one who chose to take this knowledge, From the beginning he understood مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. There will be nothing for him in the year after except punishment. But still he was ready. Today when you will see all these people in that Epstein files, you will wonder why all of them were so nicely linked. Everyone was enjoying some power. And this man here was like an in-between agent. He wasn't the only, there were many like him before. Hitler was like him. You get used, you create your network, and just when you think you are the most powerful man in the world, they drop you first. They drop you. Hitler also most likely never committed suicide. This man also most likely never committed suicide. When they get rid of you, they get rid of you. You will wonder who's exposing the files. The very people who made those files recorded are exposing it. You wonder why are they exposing it? It's not letting out their secrets. They expose it when it's time to be exposed. But for me and you, don't worry about reading all that. It is surface story. Reality is even worse. All those people who became powerful had to sell themselves to the devil. Sell. What's there in that is only the base. Much worse. But who's exposing it? The very people who recorded it. Why? Because there's another agenda after that. When that agenda opens up, you'll understand why they exposed it. So don't get too thrilled, they're exposing it. They expose all the people. This is called the shaitani world. They'll use you, they'll abuse you. There's no one faithful except Allah. No one faithful. These people gave their lives for the devil. Even in this world, he disgraced them. And in the year after, you think he'll ever help them? He will burn and they will burn. He will burn and they. But even in their own life, where they thought he'll help them, got rid of them. So we're not going to go very deep into what was it at that time. But the Jews of Medina Munawwara had something in this knowledge. They said, we're not going to accept Quran. Otherwise we will have to leave this knowledge. We're not ready to leave this knowledge. There was some power they were going to get in it. We are not going to worry too much. However, in the book I wrote a few questions. When you read the book you'll understand that if you have to understand the nature of this knowledge, it will help you to understand, number one, how do a few lobbies in the world manage to pass their decisions down the throats of the rest of the world? Something to think about. Who is that hidden Jewish lobby? Hidden Jewish lobby. Here I live in this town of whatever you call it, Punjab or whatever. If someone says, I'm in charge, you say you're in charge for 5 years, then somebody else will take over. No one is in charge for the last 100 years. You say, I rule here, you say, no one rules. You come, you go. But here you're finding one lobby from the time the Renaissance started is running the entire world. And they're still running. Still running. There's the tax man who will never catch them. They don't pay tax ever. Have you ever heard the name Rothschild? The Rothschild family. Rockefeller is Rothschild. It's just a different surname. They came to South Africa. They took the name Rhodes. Different surname. Oppenheimer and whatever, the name, surname changes because it goes through the daughter. They own the whole world. But if you ask the taxman how much tax they pay, say, no, they don't pay tax. They don't pay tax. We pay tax. I got nothing, they got everything. They don't pay tax. How come they don't pay tax? They got no money. They got no, whole world knows they got money. They don't exist. How they don't exist? A group who's above even the presidents in the world. Presidents will come and go. Trump is a president. He'll be used and he'll also be dumped. And another one will be brought. Maybe even more that word than even Trump. He'll get disgraced, he'll come up. But everyone knows he's just working for someone. But who's that group? How did the Rothschild family, from the time they rose, their surname was Mayer, in a place where they were, some of them in Germany, some in Poland, they make one journey. He says, one son, you will go and take over England. You will take over France. You will take over. Four sons can take over the world. How you do a thing like that? Yes, if you have a shaitan behind you. and he selects you to be his main agent in the world, and you start interfering with a certain knowledge, and you are getting that training in that knowledge which nobody else is getting. Number two, how do Western powers manage to grab and control all the gold, the diamonds, the oil reserves that have sprung up in lands thousands of miles away from you? You come to South Africa, if we find a diamond in our backyard, my backyard, I find a diamond, it belongs to them. You say, what a lord this is. My backyard, I find a diamond, and I must say, sir, I think this is your diamond. If I don't, I'll get arrested. The normal law is, he takes my diamond, he's supposed to get arrested. Yeah, I'll get arrested for taking his diamond. How he became the owner of the diamond in South Africa? Something to think about. How he became. Why do international media only play to the tune of certain lobbies and groups, despite the creed, the color, etc., of the editors and reporters of the various news agents differing completely from those sitting in those lobbies? Only what they want to say. The whole world knew in Gaza it was only lies and lies and lies. A reporter is called an investigator. They got very good reporters. They got FBI, they got CIA. If they wanted to, the truth, even a small child could pick up the truth. We're seeing a bomb falling on a school, and they say because inside was terrorists. You say, what about the children? You say, mistakenly they got knocked. No way in the world ever that happened. But the newspapers just act like, yeah, it's normal. It's normal. And when they want to make something big, then how big they'll make something? And when they want to make something small, you wonder, what bought you off? This book will explain. Number four, how did the entire Christian world come to forgive and thereafter become the bosom friends of the Jews? Look at one question. If you got a Christian friend, ask him. That you say, you know, my friend, me and you, you Christian are Muslim. In all the wars taking place, it's Christian fighting Muslim. America is fighting Muslim there in Gaza. America Christian. Then America is going to Iraq. Then America is going here. England is going Christian. He said, who are you fighting for? You're fighting for the Jew. You tell the Christian, you're fighting for the Jew. Then you tell the Christian, you know, the Jew says he killed your God. Say, I don't say that. I say Jesus was lifted. But the Jew says he killed your God. And the Christian says, yeah, but God taught us to forgive. You say, wow. That's like a heart of gold. He killed your God. And you say, no, but must be good. He killed your God. How did the entire Christian world, when Umar radiallahu anhu took over Masjid al-Aqsa, the Christians gave al-Aqsa on condition that the Jews will never be allowed into Aqsa. Never allowed. They hated them so much. You're supposed to hate them. He claims he killed your God. What happens? That a time came where the whole Christian world said, our job is to protect them, to look after them, to make sure they're safe, even if we die. Number five, why is Shakespeare regarded as the greatest writer in the English language? I don't know if you all ever heard of Shakespeare. Heard of Shakespeare? You ever thought about why Shakespeare is in Mauritius? It means you all couldn't find nobody else who speaks better English than Shakespeare. I used to wonder about Shakespeare in school. That this guy must have been a master in the language. He wasn't a master in the language. He was a master of the shaitani cult. When you are master in the shaitani cult, even if what you say doesn't make sense, every school in the world will promote it. Darwin's theory of evolution. The teacher who teaches it knows it does not make sense at all. He knows that. But he will lose his every standing if he dares in the school says that we are not from monkeys. There's too much of evidence to show we are from men. There's no issue of evolution. But he will never dare say it. Why? Because every university in the world has said it will be taught like this. The same system that says you must be critical of everything. But when it comes to Darwin's theory, don't you dare criticize. Certain things you can't touch. You must criticize everything. Criticize God. Look at everything with a critical mind. That same school will tell you. But certain things don't you dare say anything about it. The Holocaust, you cannot criticize the Holocaust. It happened whether you found the numbers or not, doesn't matter. It happened. And so many were killed, don't even question. Darwin's theory, the proof is there. What's the proof? Don't worry of the proof. You just teach it as though you know the proof also. And they all teach it. Years later, when that teacher is going to die, he'll tell his one son, I never believed it from the beginning. Never believed. You can't believe it. These are many questions, and then there are many others. On the basis of the knowledge of Harut and Marut, Allah Tabarakala made four empires stand up before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the basis of this knowledge, four empires stood up after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very quickly, the four empires that stood up before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I mentioned to you, Namrud. The empire of Namrud is known as the Babylonian Empire. Then there was a Persian Empire. Then there was what is known as Alexander the Great, the Greek Empire. Before him there was a man called Zulkarnain, Cyrus. So he spread his entire Islam in the lands of Iraq. And then from what is called Macedonia, side, Greece, Macedonia, this Alexander the Great came. So he got his Greek Empire. And finally, we all know what was known as the mighty Roman Empire. That empire remained till Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then it remained, half of it broke away and half remained in what was called Italy. And then by the time the Renaissance started, meaning the conquest of Constantinople, then the Roman Empire was defeated. So four empires. To understand these four empires, I will mention to you a dream. This is a very unique dream. There was a Nabi of Allah by the name of Daniel alayhi salam. So it's a very amazing thing mentioned in the books of history. Allama ibn Kathir mentions in his Al-Bidayah, others also mentioned, that when the Muslims took over a city called Tustur, they found the body of this Nabi, Daniel alayhi salam. That body was also kept. A Nabi's body doesn't go through change. Daniel alayhi salam had made dua that Allah let me be buried by the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu then was part of his burial. Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. And Umar radiallahu anhu gave commands where to bury him, how to make it a secret now. When Daniel alayhi salam was found, there was a scroll next to him. It's called the scroll of Daniel. They call it Daniel. So even the Christians got it. The Christians also got this. There's two parts of this here. One we're going to explain, the others the Christians got it. But amazing, they'll read it in the Bible, but they don't want to see the truth. The first part which we will explain was the four empires before Rasulullah. All of them came on this knowledge. And the four after also came on this knowledge. And all of them, their mission was to make sure the religion of Allah never survives. And the devil is worshipped throughout the world. Humanism, atheism, the human is the most important. All of them based on the same. So that scroll was taken and sent to Umar radiallahu anhu. There was a master at that time of the Torah, his name was Ka'b Ahbar. Umar radiallahu anhu gave it to him. He translated it. Abul Aliyah says, I read the Arabic translation. It was regarding the history of man and what's going to happen till Qiyamah. However, Umar radiallahu anhu prohibited them from telling people. Because it was not clear, very clear, but the Bible does have. The Bible got a lot about the scrolls of Daniel. We don't worry about it too much. However, when they read it, it's amazing how they'll make translation. You can just see what liars they are. When they read it, they know the truth. But we're not going to worry about the one four after, we're speaking about the four before. So Allama ibn Kathir, after mentioning that, he mentions the dream that was seen during the era of Nabi Daniel alayhi salam by the emperor Bukhtanasar. That was that first empire, Babylon. The Babylonian empire, Namrud, and it ended with Bukhtanasar. Namrud was the beginning, Bukhtanasar was almost last. He destroyed the masjid of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Then his son came and then Zulkarnain destroyed his entire. So it was the longest empire of evil, the Babylonian empire. Bukhtanasar was the last of it. But he was mighty. That is why he destroyed the entire Al-Aqsa. So he sees a dream 7 years after destroying Masjid Al-Aqsa, having disgraced the Banu Israel through slavery. He was shaken by a frightening dream. But as soon as he woke up, he forgot the dream. So he gathered his magicians, his soothsayers, his wise men, his astrologers. He said, interpret my dream. So one of them said, tell us the dream and we'll interpret. He got angry. He said, you think I'm paying you for nothing? I can't remember the dream, that's the problem. But if you can't translate, explain my dream to me, I will kill all of you. Now they shoot. Everyone starts shivering. Because before that it's very easy to shoot. But if the man says, I can't remember my dream, how you shoot? Daniel alayhi salam was in prison. Allah Tawarukala sent to him the news that the king now needs interpretation. So he told the guards, that say to the king, the answer to his dream lies in the prison. And Daniel alayhi salam is freed, he comes to the king. And then he explains to the king. He said, I know your dream. My Allah told it to me. You had seen a huge idol. Like how you people in the last few days saw a huge idol. He saw a huge idol. Whose feet was on the ground, its head was touching the sky. The head was of gold, the chest and the arms of silver, the belly of bronze, and the shins downwards, iron, feet of clay. While you were admiring its beauty and strength, Almighty Allah struck it with a rock from the heavens, which landed dead center on the head, and it shattered it into pieces. It crushed it so fine, that even if the entire mankind attempted to later separate its pieces, they would be unable to do so. It was everywhere. As for the rock which had hit the idol, the rock started growing in size and spreading out until it had filled the entire world, leaving nothing to be seen but the rock and the skies above it. Bukhtanasar was shocked. He said, that's what I saw. What does it mean? Daniel alayhi salam said, the idol represented the different nations and empires that shall appear over the centuries. This part even the Bible discusses. They say, the Bible says, but how they lie at the ending. They say the first part of the idol was the empire of Bukhtanasar, the Babylonian empire. The second part was the Persian empire. The third part was the Greek empire. They all got it. Then they say the fourth part was the Roman empire. But when you ask them, so who crushed all the empires? Who crushed the Roman Empire? Islam crushed the Roman Empire. Nobody else. They suddenly they go backwards. Like you'll wonder, like, how did you miss the truth? Even ask AI who speaks lies. Who destroyed the Roman Empire? When did the Roman Empire finally come to an end? Ask AI. Say, it came to an end with the conquest of Constantinople by the Muslims. That's the rock. It finished all of you up. Finished all of you up. You ask the Christian, even AI is telling you, who conquered Constantinople? After which the Roman Empire closed their chapter and the Renaissance started. Because you ask AI, when? The end of, when did the Renaissance start? They say at the end of the Roman Empire. When did the Roman Empire end? When the Muslims conquered Constantinople. Who crushed all these empires? They say somebody else. Somebody else. Somebody else. That rock hit. He said all those empires will come. And you were amazed at the power, gold and silver, because those empires will be called material might. As for the rock, it represents that religion that Almighty Allah will one day use to break all these nations. Almighty Allah will send an unlettered Nabi from the Arabs who shall cut through these empires, just as how the rock had cut through the different metals. And just as the rock thereafter filled the earth, so too shall this religion fill the world. Through this religion, Almighty Allah will make the truth apparent, shall expose the weakness of falsehood, Through it, Almighty Allah shall guide those that have been led astray, shall raise the unlettered Arabs as great scholars, shall strengthen the weak, shall honor those that have been disgraced, shall aid the ones that have been oppressed and who have been rendered helpless. Remember, this comes in our books, but the Bible got it more in detail. But when they needed to lie, in their translation they lied. They took out the Arabs, unlettered Arabs. They made so much of stories, so much of stories. But those who were translating knew the truth. That only one rock destroyed them. Who destroyed the Persian Empire? In the time of Umar radiallahu anhu collapsed. The Greek Empire and the Babylonian Empire. Babylonian became the Persian Empire. It was Iraq. Umar radiallahu anhu went into it. The Greek then entered into what was known as the Roman Empire. That is why the Roman and the Greek were the same thing practically. Umar radiallahu anhu entered into it. He knocked the entire land of Sham. The Persian Empire collapsed there and there. The Roman Empire, half of it collapsed. The other half remained in Italy side. But in the lands of Sham, game over. They ran away to Constantinople. They carried on ruling from Italy, from those countries. They had the law written. Who's the Caesar? Caesar means they had written the one who rules from the seat of Constantinople. Then came the time where Muhammad al-Fatih took over Constantinople. And he sat on the seat. Then he wrote to Italy that according to your constitution, the one who sits on the seat of Constantinople is the Caesar, the Caesar. So I am now your Caesar, come congratulate me. What they did, they said the end of the Roman Empire. They closed the constitution. Roman Empire collapsed on Muhammad al-Fatih's hands. Half of it on the hands of Umar radiallahu anhu, the other hand of Muhammad al-Fatih. The Christians all know it. That who destroyed the Babylonian Persian Empire? Umar radiallahu anhu. Who destroyed the Greek Roman Empire? Umar radiallahu anhu, Muhammad al-Fatih. Nobody else came. But how they lied to them. How they lied. This is Islam. It came. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Allah tabarakatala wrapped up this whole thing. Game over. But he was going to give these shayateen people one more chance. That chance is what we have now seen from the beginning of Renaissance. So now that part, imagine now, you might think it's a very long bayan. But remember, I already told you from the time of Adam alayhi salam right till now. Now I'm just taking you from now till quickly where we are. Then came something known as the Renaissance. You all heard of the Renaissance. Renaissance started when the Roman Empire wrapped up. On the wrapping up of the Roman Empire started something called the Renaissance. Renaissance, its English translation is? So study the Renaissance. The revival. Revival of what? What they revived? Rebirth, revival. Revival of what? They never say the birth. Say, I got a child. Very good. He's reborn. See, reborn. Meaning he was here before. Renaissance means the revival. Revival of what? But the rebirth. Rebirth of what? The rebirth of four empires. The rebirth of four empires. And after the Renaissance, four empires were going to be founded. And those four empires the Bible even spoke about. That we're not going to go into detail. In the book I made a little bit indication. Even there, they understand that Islam will destroy all those four. Even there, they understand. And again there, what a translation. What a translation. And sometimes that's why you see the Christian guy who say, I don't read the Bible. It's confusing. You say, obviously it's confusing. I tried to, I also got confused. There's one verse in the Bible, Bakka. In the Bible, up till now they write there, Bakka. When the armies of God will move through the valleys of Bakka. Now you're supposed to give explanation. The man giving the explanation writes, Bakka, location unknown. If you ask Google, Bakka, immediately you say, another name for Makkah. How that man wrote location unknown? He never want to look for it, that's all. Because if Makkah is Makkah, then the whole thing says when the army is of God, it means the army is of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Location unknown. That is why they're all confused. All confused. They say it doesn't make sense. You say you're right, it doesn't make sense. If you want the truth, you'll have to come to Quran, because Quran never allowed anyone to translate Quran except that the original says. So if you lie in your translation, you get caught out. You get caught out. They lied. So four empires were going to be established. The Bible describes them as animals. We're not too worried about those. Very fast I will go through with what is called the Renaissance and the rise of four empires. Let's see how much of history you people know. Normally history in school was the most boring. After the Renaissance, what was the first mighty empire that rose? Who knows? The British Empire. So amazing thing, before the Renaissance, when Muhammad al-Fatih took over Constantinople, those people who went to Constantinople, it's called now Istanbul, and you go to the place where they show the conquest, so they write the whole history of who he met and how he allowed the people, you can now stay in this land or you can go. Then there was a group of people who said, we want to go but on condition that you give us rights. What rights? That certain things we want to take with us. What you want to take with us? Our scrolls. Meaning our books. In the years following the conquest of Constantinople, a large number of Greek scholars migrated from Constantinople to the Italian cultural centers. Chief amongst them being Florence. They brought along with them ancient manuscripts. These manuscripts included ancient Egyptian and Greek philosophies. They call it Hermetism, Gnosticism, Alchemy, Neoplatonism, Kabbalah. Maybe you all heard Kabbalah. Say, I know that one. This entire thing was known as the knowledge of Harut and Marut. They remained practicing and learning and playing with it, taking from the Shayateen, because they were well protected in Constantinople. Constantinople was not broken for 1,000 years. But when Constantinople was conquered, they needed to move. They were on the brink now of getting what they needed. And Muhammad al-Fatih took over. So they took that and they go to Italy. Who will finance them in Italy? The financiers of the Renaissance. The most notable among them being the Medici family. Who's the Medici family? The founders of the modern banking system. And sharing, people who are funding those who said we're studying the Kabbalah. And the Kabbalah and all those other funny names was nothing but the knowledge of Harut and Marut. Those people are establishing the movie world, the printing world, the modern banking world, the modern education world. See, how you got so much power? The same how the Jews in Rasulullah s.a.w. said, that we will never leave this. There's too much of power in this. We will not understand the details of it. But there's a link between this knowledge. There's a link between this knowledge and the Jal. There's a link between this knowledge and the Jinnat. There's a link between this knowledge and unique power. Europe would now term it, we call it Renaissance, the revival, the rebirth. They would call it the rise of Horus. The rise of Horus. When they would speak about this, the main thing would be man is divine and will one day reclaim his divine status. Number two, there will be one person who will ultimately reclaim the divine status for humanity, and his name is Horus. There will be one who will ultimately means he will make a match with Almighty Allah. And finally he will reclaim the divine status for humanity. At the moment in the shaitani world, they say it like this. When one AI will control the entire world, that's what we want. When one AI. How far we are from that, we don't know. But to reach to that, four empires were lifted after the Renaissance. It all started with Christopher Columbus, 1492, going looking for the Americas. The British Empire was there. Then there was the second empire, what's it? The Russian Empire. Then there was the German Empire. And then finally was the American Empire. That American Empire is the last, like how the Roman Empire was the last. And how the rock destroyed that first four. The rock of Islam will destroy the remaining four. The Christian who has studied his Bible also knows it. And me and you, we don't need the Bible to tell us. Where Allah Tabarakala says, Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. And Allah will complete His light even if all of them do not want. Walau kariha al-mushrikun, walau kariha al-mushrikun. This is what is called spiritual light versus material might. May Allah Tabarakala allow, you'll have to read the whole book to understand the details of this. But I hope you got a certain understanding that having power in this world means nothing. Mr. Epstein had too much power, and all his murids and muridans had lot power. And today they're all covering their face. How could he do that? They'll say, no, he never do it. The same people who made him powerful and made you powerful has now come to the time they want to get rid of him. You no longer need it. Go. Somebody else is coming. No one will take lesson. Faithful is Allah. Those who died for Allah, Allah gave them life forever. Those who live for the devil died in this world already. Died in this world. Power means nothing. If someone comes to you and says, join Freemasonry, it's powerful. You say the four empires were powerful. And the other four empires were powerful. But when Allah's rock came, it smashed all the empires. I will rather go with spiritual power instead of material might. May Allah Tawarakala grant us all understanding of this point. Our spiritual might is in Quran. Our spiritual might is in Quran. Let us understand the power behind this Quran. Enjoy this Quran. When Ramadan will come and you will see Taraweeh taking place. When that first Allahu Akbar is said and you see around the world people are behind the Imam, then you must think eight empires have made an effort in this world. Surrounded with what is called magic. Eight empires to destroy this light. And all eight of them failed. All eight. And this light still remains filling the whole world. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.